The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As Jesus went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending their nets. Immediately he called to them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. In the English-speaking world, we received in the church a new missal, the big red book that we pray out of, the Roman Missal. We received a new one about 8 years ago. There was a very monumental new translation which changed the language we use in Mass in some ways drastically. The main goal was to have a closer English translation to the Latin original, the mother text. These changes posed challenges because we had all become very familiar with the older ways of praying and the older responses for easily 40 years. So it was a bit of a transition to get used to the new text. One small but noticeable change came in the words of consecration spoken over the chalice. "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." The biggest change within this particular piece of text is about for whom the sacrifice was made. The older version said, "Shed for you and for all." Trust me, when this was still new, people noticed that this prayer was changed from all to many. "Why not all?" people would ask. "Didn't Jesus come to save everyone?" The answer is yes, obviously, absolutely. Jesus came so that all may be saved. So then you might ask, why did they change this text? The easiest answer is to match the Latin original, so that the mother text is reflected in the English text. And the Latin text took a different perspective of this particular piece of prayer than the older English version did. It is important to say that both versions can be understood to be correct. Neither were incorrect. But they express the truth from different perspectives. To say Jesus' sacrifice was made for all speaks about Jesus' intention about his death on the cross for us. He intends to save everyone. He accepted the cross because he desired that all would be saved. To say that Jesus' sacrifice was made for many instead speaks about the effect of this sacrifice, not the intent. The effect of his sacrifice is that some will choose not to accept or acknowledge what he has done for us. Many will accept and will be saved through his sacrifice. Some will not and will step away from the salvation offered to them. So the difference between the older version and the new version is expressing intent versus expressing effect of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. So now, whether we celebrate Mass in any language, we are confronted with the reality that our salvation is not automatic, but it is a choice, our own choice. We must choose salvation. We must acknowledge that we need saving, that we have sins that need forgiving, and that Jesus offered his own life for our sins so our sins might be forgiven. In our readings, we hear three separate examples of a shared message. A different and new time is at hand. Leave the old behind. Repent. Prepare yourself. Get ready. Turn towards the Lord. Believe in me. Come, follow me, and you will be saved. Listen carefully to this message. Take it to heart. Accept wholeheartedly what God has offered you, so that you may be among the many who are saved.